just in case. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system. You can learn more by directing your web browser to sdf.org or sdfarc.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect if you do not want to stay for the net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via Echolink Node 9229, the TechLink conference. We would like to thank Michael, VE7KI, for allowing us to use this conference. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call and wait for the NC to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not restricted to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions. This week's question is, how much training have you had in radio and electronics? Did you learn from an Elmer, from a book, from the Boy Scouts perhaps? Did you have classes in electronics in high school or college? So how much do you know about electronics and radio, and how did you acquire that knowledge? So all aspects of that question are open. However, I'm noticing that I see no stations who are connected in on the Echolink. I see the DMR All-Star link is connected, so we'll see if there's anybody over there. As usual, we'll take several rounds of check-ins. At this point, I would normally say that I see somebody. Oh, I see VK2DY, so I'm adding him to my list here. And anyone who is not on my list, you can come forward now with your call sign. I will add you to my list. And when the number of new names or new stations runs out, then we'll go down the list and everyone will get a chance to speak. So, I guess anyone out there who would like to be added to the list, please call now. Okay, I did not hear anybody coming in on the DMR gateway, but as I said, I see VK2DY, Robert, and joining us also, VK6BQQ, Reg. So let me just recap real quick here. The topic this week is radio/electronics education. How much of it you've had, and how did you acquire it? Did you learn it from a book? Did you learn it from an Elmer? Did you go to classes at university or college or high school or whatever? So that's what we're talking about here. And I'll start. Myself, I had a bit of all of them. I got interested in amateur radio when I was just a little kid. I hung out in a little store, a ham radio store in a small southern, not a small southern town. It was a southern college town, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, home of the University of Alabama. So, not exactly a metropolis, but not really a small town either. But anyway, they were big enough to have a ham store. Not a big store, not like the ones we have today, but it was a place that you could hang out and you could read the magazines and you could talk to the hams who came in to shop and pick up some things that way. So there was also a show on the local public television station. We're talking about the late 50s, early 60s here, folks, long time ago. I remember they taught theory and Morse code. And I probably watched a total of maybe a dozen episodes of that show, about a half an hour a week, something like that. So that was probably how I first got exposed to electronics education. Later on, I had a course in high school. I think it was the 11th or 12th grade. They had an electronics class. The main thing I remember about that is that we built a kit for an AM Super Heterodyne receiver. And then when I went to college, as part of the computer science curriculum, I got an education in really semiconductor physics. I was more of a software guy than a hardware guy, but the course load that I took, I learned all kinds of stuff about the physics of how semiconductors work. That was 50 years ago, though, so don't ask me to recite any of the things they taught. I'm probably leaving things out, but I'm going to time out the repeater if I keep going here. So let's go down the list here and start with BK2DY. Robert, it's your turn. Okay, maybe he's busy. How about Reg, BK6BQQ?
Queen's birthday, actually, so it's a holiday. Although I don't work, I've retired a long time ago, so holidays don't mean a whole lot. At any rate, I have no real formal electronics education. My father was big into electronics. He worked all his life as a broadcast TV and radio broadcast engineer. So he was the one who sort of introduced me to different ideas and electronics and things. So I grew up with it around me. And so he taught me most, and then I had some Elmers along the way that taught me things as well. But again, no formal education in electronics. I sort of went the software route. I became a computer programmer, and that was my career. But I suspect it was partially influenced by the fact that I had the electronics around me all the time. Anyway, thank you so much for taking my check-in. VK2DY, back to Matt.
Okay, well, thank you, Robert. It's always good to have you here. How about VK6BQQ, Reg? Yeah, no audio there, Reg. It's almost as if your mic was unplugged. Well, I think this is going to be a record-setting short net or low check-in count net today. Not sure what's going on with that. Let me try one more time. Is there anybody out there on the DMR All-Star Bridge who would like to check in to this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net? Okay, nothing heard out there. Reg, you want to try again? Well, that's okay. These things happen. So, well, I'm not in a hurry to close the net, but we can just kind of hang around here for a while. If anybody shows up, fine. We can add them to the list. Otherwise, let's just kind of sit back here and chill and see what happens. It just occurred to me, I think, that today, Sunday in North America, is Father's Day. So maybe that's where everybody is off busy doing family things there. So that may be why we don't have the usual gang checking in. Yeah, still no audio there, Reg. So, just to recap, it looks like we're having a very slow net this week. We're just kind of hanging out to see if anybody shows up. It's about 21 minutes after the hour, so I think if we don't hear from anybody in the next 9 minutes or so, I'll probably wrap the net at the bottom of the hour. But BK6BQQ is diagnosing some audio issues there, so we'll hang around in case he gets it fixed there. So this is AB9FJ with the SDF ARC Weekly Net. Once again, this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net, and we're just kind of waiting here to see if anybody shows up. If there's anyone out there on DMR or All-Star or perhaps Yaesu System Fusion, if you would like to check into this week's net, give your call sign. This is AB9FJ, this week's net control.
Welcome to EchoLink Node 9229, TechLink.
Okay, now that's interesting. I just got my connection reset, I think. Well, we'll see if anything else happens here. So let me repeat that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. Looks like it's going to be a very quiet net this week. We've had two check-ins, one of whom had some audio difficulties, but we're ready to take some additional check-ins. If there's anyone out there on DMR or All-Star or System Fusion or plain old EchoLink, please call now. Okay, well, I think it's time to just wrap it up here. We'll try again next week. In fact, I think we'll continue the topic next week. So maybe think about it, both of you. No, there's not a both. I think there's... anyway, where am I here? This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at what I'm going to call it, 0033 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, yeah, right. Join the AfterNet in the SDF DMR Talk Group, number 31650, or look for us in COM on the SDF. This is Net Control Station, AB9FJ 73.
AB9FJ, BK6BQQ on the SP100. Do you hear me?
Yes, indeed. I heard you that time, Reg. Congratulations. How did you fix it?
Well, I was on the laptop with the headset. Yesterday it worked, today it doesn't work. So I've shut that down, and now I'm on the cell phone. Do you read? Well, meter's moving, so he must be reading me.
Yes. As soon as I asked that question, I looked at the screen, and I saw that you're coming in on a Samsung blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, you're using a different device. That explains.
Yeah, QSL. For some reason, the audio has been tampered with. When Microsoft do their updates, they delete a lot of things, and it seems the audio is not working. Yesterday I got it working. I'm not sure what I had to do, but we'll have to sort that out today, but this is the backup.
Yeah, well, let's see. You have until Friday to get it fixed, or can you do your net, the Flying Pig net, with the phone?
No, I have a desktop computer. I've got EchoLink on that, too. So if need be, I can use that. But I'll see if I can't find somebody with some software knowledge and see if they've had problems with these updates from Microsoft. I can get into the audio settings and... for some reason, I can get the microphone locally to work on the laptop, but it doesn't want to associate with EchoLink. So when you go to EchoLink, there's no audio. And, well, it's a mess. I hate it.
Yes, I'm very annoyed at Windows 10. It's always doing something to further annoy me. Now... I think I've heard anecdotes from other people that Windows 10 does odd things with audio. So you're definitely not alone in having issues like that. But I don't have any quick answers about where to go to fix it. Sorry.
Yeah, very good. Well, we'll have to sort it out here somewhere. There's got to be a guru around that can understand it. I asked Michael. He's a Mac man, so... Linux and whatnot. But anyway, well, we'll play with it again today. Golly, I've been playing with the whole computer. Got a whole lot of different things disabled. I was wondering what was going on with the thing. I couldn't use it, and then, well, realized there was an update Microsoft playing, and I guess Bill needs a little more money or something for his divorce.
Yeah, well, whatever. What else can I say? Good luck, and I hope you find an answer, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed that it doesn't happen to me.
Ah. Yeah, QSL. All right, well, I tried, and it didn't work, so I'm going to have to do more research with it. I'll fire it up and play with it this morning. I was on Echo Test yesterday for about an hour trying to sort things out, and finally it decided to work, so... I was using EchoLink on it with the headset and the mic audio, and everything worked. Fired up this morning, and poof, there it is, gone.
Did you try it without the headset, just using the laptop audio?
Well, that I didn't try this morning. No, I unplugged the headset mic, and I saw in the settings that it disabled. But I plug it back in, and it doesn't want to enable. So I think there's a problem with the recording. So we'll have to sort it out. But one way or the other, a bigger hammer.
Well, you know, a curious thing, I don't know if it's related, but up until, I don't know, maybe a couple of months ago, whenever I would plug in a headset, Windows 10 would pop up a little notification saying that, you know, a new audio device had become active. I mean, I don't remember the exact wording of it, but basically it acknowledged that I had plugged in the headset. Okay. Well, now, sometime in the last, well, I didn't really make a note of it at the time, but maybe the last month or two, when I plug in a headset, there is no such pop-up acknowledging the change there. And that's why, just before I started the net, I transmitted to make sure that the headset was working. So that's just an example of the kind of change that they made. The little feedback that they used to give you, they don't give you anymore. So it might be just one more symptom of something crazy that they're up to. Whatever. Ah. Anyway, good luck getting back, and looking forward to talking to you next Sunday or next week.
Yeah, very good. Well, we'll fight with it and see what happens. I'll phone a few folks and see if they got any suggestions, but we'll keep playing with the audio settings and see what happens. But it does, when you're in the settings proper, there's two microphones, one to disable, one to enable. And I noticed when I unplug the headset, plug it back in again, it changes position, but it does not work on the application of Echolink. So there's a situation there of probably microphone settings and privacy and all that nonsense that they brought and incorporated. But I don't get any pop-up on the window that it acknowledged unplugging or plugging in the headset. So something strange going on.
Okay, just one final wild guess here. Oops. Try reinstalling Echolink now that that Windows 10 has updated. Maybe that'll make a difference. I don't know.
Yeah, QSL. Well, that would be another thought. I was, and I did upgrade the Echolink program. In fact, I've done that a couple of times, but I haven't done it again today. Seems this is a real issue with audio. Anyway, yeah, I got to get this thing working for the weekend, and then, of course, we have our July 3rd situation, so it's got to get sorted out between now and then. Anyway, we tried.
Well, I've got you down as a check-in. We have this happens every now and then. Somebody will have some kind of issues with their audio, but they're in the chat, so if when that happens, I put them down as a check-in. So you're in the log. And, I mean, three check-ins this week. I think that's a record. So, you know, you can be proud of that. You were on the record-setting net. So, anyway, 73, Reg. Talk to you later.
Sounds good, sir. Yeah, we've been pretty constant with check-ins and new check-ins on our net. So, we'll see if it holds up. I was looking at QRZ and, quite a few lookups on that.
Congratulations there. Anyway, I've got to run here and do some paperwork about the net, and so I'll talk to you later, Reg. AB9FJ.
Yeah, 73, Wayne. We'll chat with you again, hopefully. 73 for now.
Let's see. This is AB9FJ. I'm just going to do a quick recording here for the... For the archive, this is the SDF. Oh, no, let's start over. Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for 14 June 2021. That should do it, AB9FJ.